Hi guys, welcome back to the Nick Elliott podcast show. First of all, let me just apologise for the kind of absence of the shows for those people that are following and listening and hopefully becoming regular followers and listeners to the show. I know that there hasn't been many shows go out or podcasts done over the recent month. There's been a bit of a delay in getting the things out due to really just work commitments here on the back of the film premiere that took place just over a month ago, and also various different work commitments and projects that I've been working on. So forgive me, I do apologize, but we're back, and this is a slightly different styled show. It's literally just me actually doing the podcast, updating and kind of talking about your general life and bits and bobs and all that kind of stuff, what we've been doing, how things are going, and hopefully being able to connect a little bit more personally with you guys that are very kindly following and listening to the shows on a regular. Like I say, I do apologize for the delay, but it's going to now start and happen. So it's Thursday, the 29th of June, 2023. Bloody hell. The year's just flying by. And finally, it looks like we've got some summer. We've waited long enough for the bloody thing, don't you think? But hopefully everybody's enjoying it. It's not too good here today at Elliott Studios, but it is starting to actually brighten up a bit now. It's been incredibly wet this morning. But typical UK, isn't it? Typical. You get 20 minutes where it's roasting your nads off, and then it plunges you into some kind of, Arctic conditions, and the temperature goes all over the place, and we're all get pretty pissed off with everything. But anyway, it looks like we're back. So, like I said, I just wanted to kind of update you guys on the fact that there had been a delay, and that was really down to work commitments and the film premiere. The film premiere was an extremely highly successful event. I'm really, really pleased with how it all went. The night was actually fantastic. It was just a shame, really, that we couldn't invite more people because the Forum at Norwich, which is where we held the event, had a maximum of 120 people to seat. So I would have liked to invite a lot more guys, that follow me avidly and regularly on Facebook and have supported the work and me and what I do, but unfortunately we couldn't do it, so I had to keep it very low down to a VIP kind of guest list only. We actually had nearly 100 people turn up on the night, and it was a total success. It was really, really good. I totally enjoyed it. I think everybody that was there was full of praise and really great compliments, for the actual film and the hosting of the night and what it was about. And I wanted to try and make it a very up close and personal thing. I didn't want to kind of make it all about me, because it wasn't about me. It's Andy Bly's film at the end of the day from A-Turn Films. I was just purely the subject, although I had a minimum kind of involvement in the editing, not that much of it really. That was down to Andy and his team. Apart from kind of, the scenes and the locations and the rest of it and some of the things that were covered, I had very little involvement in it, if I'm honest. But although it could have been a lot longer than what it is, it runs for an hour and 10 minutes. And the DVD will be out early part of July, come mid-July, that's the plan, which you'll be able to buy on the shop. There'll be plenty of promotion go out on social media and all across the press networks and wires about that. Obviously, just kind of keep your eye on everything that's going on so you can actually see it. It'd be nice to actually be able to sell a few and get it out there a little bit more. We are looking at putting the thing into various different film festivals. you know, to actually get a bit more exposure on the thing. It was never made to make any money out of it. That's not the whole idea of it. The object of the exercise was to kind of enlighten people a little bit more into me, my life and what I'm about. Although the film could have been a lot longer because it is a very big story. But everybody has really enjoyed it, and it's been very, you know, gratefully received and successfully received, I think, by everybody who's seen it. So that's great news. It will be available on various different streaming channels. That again will obviously be on the social media at some point, and on the news wire service and the news website, nickelliott.info, where you can read all about the thing. But again, we've kind of been making a lot of changes here at Elliott Studios about the press side of things that covers and surrounds me. So we've made quite a few changes there, which is again been the delay for the stories not being there, etc., etc. We're just having a bit of a change around. And today here at the studio was an ideal opportunity to actually make a few new shows and start this new styled show that we're going to do, which is obviously self-explanatory, Nick Elliott podcast show. But although I will be having various different guests on, and we'll be talking and doing podcasts, you know, where there'll be two, three people involved in the studio and the recording of it, we're going to be doing quite a few of these kind of individual personal things by me. It's something which I've wanted to do for a long time. I've had quite a lot of feedback over the years about it, and I did start it, I'm going to go back quite a while ago, probably 6 or 7 years, and then one thing and another, life changed, things moved, and you kind of get drawn off. But it's something which, like I said, you know, I want to do a lot more of. I think it's far better to listen to somebody talking than reading. Me, because I'm dyslexic, I have major problems with reading and spelling and all that kind of stuff. And I'm very much a kind of up close and personal person. I like to talk, I pick the phone up and I ring. I'm a traditionalist, you know, emails and all that kind of stuff. No, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. There's no emotion attached to it. There's no personality attached to it. And I think it's very important to keep that going, although we live in a country and a world which don't really accept that as widely as I do. But that's one of the reasons for doing this style of show, you know, so that you can actually sit there on your daily commute or whatever, you know, even in bed, sitting, just, you know, doing a bit on the laptop or whatever it is, you know, however you guys pass your time, and you can listen to this stuff and hopefully you'll enjoy it, and it will be informative. And we can have a bit of a giggle, which is what it's all about, really, having a giggle. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's the idea of this. And like I say, to enlighten you in the kind of the fact that there hasn't been many shows go out, I wanted to do this one here today. So anyway... thanks ever so much for your support. I'm going to kind of wrap this up a bit now. Thank you ever so much for your support, following, and I do hope that you enjoy the show. I know you. Hopefully you're not going to sit there just thinking, you know, who is this twat, you know, rattling on a load of old shit. Hopefully it doesn't come over like that. So I'll try my hardest for it not to. So anyway, for now, I'm going to bob off, and you stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day, and if it's sunny where you are, get some. All right, we'll catch you soon. Stay safe.